Dan and Nick, 1 minute to curtain.
Hang on a minute, we've had a stroke of misfortune.
Thanks, misfortune, you may go. Right, come on, let's go.
Is this the right studio?
I think it's a bit down.
Okay, well, let's try in here.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to the 1,000th year of Just a Minute. And to start the show this week, we have Sigmund Freud. Sigmund, you have 1 minute to tell us something about the social significance of cigars.
Welcome to 14 nights in the wildebeest.
Hesitation, repetition, deviation. Now get out, you swine!
Who was that?
I think it's Libby Purvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 40 Nights in the Wildebeest.
Later on the show, we'll have gymnasium wear with Valerie Singleton. But now this.
Guten Tag, Englander. It has come to my attention that certain amongst you have been engaged in the construction of a tunnel. But let me tell you, such a gesture is futile. You must all know that you can never... escape from Berlitz. Now we will dispel some myths about the German culture. First, it is not true that we do not have a sense of humor. For example, mein Hund hat kein Nase.
Wie stinkt er?
Nicht gut. Now you, decline this noun.
No, thanks, I won't.
Very good. Right, come on, chaps. Into the tunnel. Ginger, you go and distract the commandant's attention.
Righto. Herr Commandant, I'm having trouble with my cases.
Yeah?
They went to the wrong airport.
So, you're having problems. You will come to my study and together we will conjugate.
Are you trying to preposition me?
Perhaps I can offer you a drink.
Bitter.
I don't have that.
I say, this is jolly claustrophobic. We must...
Oh!
Who is that?
Donald Unpleasant.
I'm dreadfully sorry, chaps. I have kept the soil in my trousers.
Oh!
Quick, get out of the tunnel. Jerry's coming.
No! You have been constructing a tunnel.
We have not been constructing a tunnel.
Go on.
He, she, it has not been constructing a tunnel.
So, you are having troubles. We have ways of making you talk German. Let me introduce you to our syntax master.
Yoda, am I?
What the blazes are you doing here?
That was I, Muppet Show from. Along with this lot.
Steamy days, getting your end away. Swapping partners with your best friend, Ray. Won't you tell me how to get to big mysteries?
Hey! I'm Kermit A. Daltery, reporting to you live from a big bird's bed. Hey! And with me is the cuckold monster.
Noogie!
And the count!
One wife. Two wives. Count the wives.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ernie. What's up?
My wife poked me in the eye.
Which one?
The left wife.
Bigamy Street was brought to you by the children from Broken Homes Theater Workshop.
And now more adventures with those ovine space travelers in Bar Trek.
Meh.
Meh.
Fellow bears, yeah, I say to you, we must practice zero tolerance.
Blair, what do you mean?
Shut up.
What's going on here, Blair?
Come in, Mr. Peevely, sir. Cappuccino?
Don't give me that, Blair. You bears are up to something. Look what I found in the woods.
Well, we're all committed to, downsizing our digestive output. Here, sit down on this straw.
Get off me, I'm the Home Secretary.
Tell me the truth, Blair. Have you been out stealing honey?
Well, let's look at the facts. We've introduced our new honey initiative. And the way forward is not to give the bears on the street enormous honey handouts. No. We retrain them as bees so they can, make their own honey.
Blair, there's a hunter in a big pith helmet coming. He looks real dangerous.
Oh, it's only Dr. Livingston.
He'll finish us all.
No, he won't.
Blair, what are you doing with that pole?
I'm rigging it.
That's not fur.
Gotten!
Yes, look out.
Sir, looks like we've gone adrift. We've drifted dangerously close to the rocks of Satire.
Oh, full sail.
We're being pulled by the current. Ow! We're sinking.
Oars, cleats, rollocks.
It's no good, Captain. Feeble puns won't help.
Abandon sketch.
Hello, the middle of Dan and Nick's show.
The humor you are attempting is unattainable.
Somewhere in the Badlands of New Mexico.
Hey, Miss Vulnerable but Pretty, we got a message for you. Ramirez wants your small holding.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a vulnerable female love interest now.
Word is your ranch is valuable now. They say your daddy discovered oil.
Yes, he did. And since then, our machinery's been working a lot better.
We're here to make you an offer you can't refuse.
No, thanks.
Damn. Jelly babies, Smarties, Twixes.
You won't sweet talk me. Tell Ramirez I ain't selling.
He won't like it. Come on, boys. We got laughing and driving round with beards to do.
Oh, no. Who can I call for help? I know. Hello, is that Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah. Well, I can't really tell you.
Ten years ago, a crack commando unit was sentenced by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security Betty Ford clinic to the Los Angeles underground.
Today, still wanted by the Salvation Army, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can get any sense out of them at all, maybe you can hire the AA team.
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your license?
Certainly, officer.
This is a TV license.
Well, I'm driving a TV.
All right, carry on.
Hey, face, stop flashing your ass out of the window.
Hey! Are you sure you're okay to drive, Hannibal?
I know my limit. Hello, ma'am. We're the AA team.
Oh, you must be Hannibal, who rode the elephant?
Yes, it was a personal moment of madness. These are my associates, Faced, Mr. G&T, and this is Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch?
Yes, I.
Hey, what's he doing to my grape crusher?
He likes to control the press. Okay, ma'am, what's your problem? You better fill me in.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a scantily clad, plucky girl now. The evil Mexican Ramirez is trying to make us sell the ranch, but we won't sell out, unlike Sting. My daddy built this ranch with the sweat of his brow, eventually resorting to bricks.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have a plane?
No. All I have is this lawnmower, a dead cat, and an old cheese sandwich.
No problem. Mr. G&T, get the tools. There you go.
You think it will fly?
No, it's a distillery.
Oh, no, here come the bikers.
It's time, gentlemen.
Quick, get a double round in.
That's their leader, Wolf. He rides a Yamaha 850.
I don't know much about bikes.
Bike? It's a keyboard.
That's a big organ.
Oh, thanks. So you're Hannibal Smith, and this must be your crack unit for hire.
We don't do
it. Yeah. Say, biker boy, what's your girlfriend's name?
They call me Rickety Old Wooden Bridge. No one crosses me.
Come on, boys, let's go melt some butter in our mouths and herd a fly.
Not so fast.
What are you going to do about it? Hey, how come with all those weapons, you very narrowly missed us all? Can't you call the police, ma'am?
There's no point. He's got the sheriff in his pocket.
Let me out! Oh, no! It's the Sally Army!
Hannibal and the AA team, I arrest you for a crime you didn't commit. You belong behind bars. You've been taking things into your own hands.
We don't do that anymore. We got the shakes.
Let us go back to Arabia!
No.
Quick, team, onto the plane.
I ain't going on no airplane, fool.
All right, bye.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I've just had my colon sucked out by the vacuum toilet.
Where's your guts, man? What does it say on the rev counter?
12 Vickers.
Bear left. Roll 60 degrees, or Gus Mark IV in a conventional.
Hannibal, I've reached 1,000 feet.
Oh, no, you're a millipede.
There's something going on at the back of the plane.
Stern.
There's something going on at the back of the plane.
We're losing height. I'm only 4'6" now.
I can't control the pitch.
Well, ma'am, another job successfully completed by the AA team. It only remains for us to settle our account.
You wouldn't take money for this?
Yep, I'm feeling a little mercenary.
Get off me, mister!
Hello, I'm Mark Lawson.
No, the thing is, Mark, you're not
yes,
Mark Lawson.
Yes, I am Mark Lawson.
In a very
yes,
real
I
sense,
am. I am Mark Lawson. Mark. I am Mark
you
Lawson.
Think you're...
Well, there'll be more from Front Row tomorrow night. And now, more ripples on the cosmic pond in Drake 7.
And now on television in America, we have imported a successful comedy show from England and adapted it to our own special tastes. Robin Williams stars in Afro-American Adder.
Baldrige, get your ass in here.
Hey, that's follically challenged, Rick, to you.
Hey, follically challenged Rick, am I pleased to see you, or have I got a canoe in my pocket? Actually, it's a canoe. I got it as a gift from our Native American friends we must respect and occasionally massacre.
Oh, Afro-American Adder, I love and respect you.
Hey, I love you too, but listen, I have a plan so homely that you could cover it in maple syrup and call it a Mrs. Homely's Homely American Apple Pie.
But that's cruel.
No, it isn't. It's ironic.
Ironic? It's from Iran. Shoot it! Big Fact Hunt. This week, hunting the big facts on the history of flight. Since time immemorial, man has dreamt that he would one day be able to fly like a bird.
In ancient Crete, one such man was King Minos, inventor of subtraction. At his court served the mighty Daedalus, father of Icarus.
My king, the Minotaur is at large again.
The Minotaur?
You remember, sire, the creature with the body of a man, the head of a bull, and the prick of a hedgehog.
Ah, yes. Something must be done. Bring me my inventor.
Bring forth Sir Clive Daedalus, creator of the mighty ZX-81 BC Abacus, the chocolate fire guard, and the Femidom.
Daedalus, I have asked you to devise a place where I could contain my monster.
Your monster, sire?
Yes, my monster is a minotaur.
Don't be so hard on yourself, my king. I have devised this enormous maze. Now we'll never run out of corn.
Very good. But I also wish to fly, Sir Clive.
Ah, yes, my king. I've devised these wings of wax. My son Icarus will test them.
Don't fancy it, don't.
Nonsense. I've also added these iron weights for buoyancy.
Don't.
All right, then, why not try this invention? It's bound to work. I call it the C5.
I'll take the wings.
The dream came a step closer to fruition in Renaissance Italy when Leonardo da Vinci made accurate paintings and drawings of flying machines.
Here are your brushes, Master Leonardo.
Oh, this painting is superb.
And here is your palette, Maestro. What did you say?
I said, pass me my palette so I can speak properly.
Leonardo's dream only became reality in the 20th century when Dr. Heinrich Fock created the autogyro, which cashes itself.
Early efforts at flight usually failed because wing design was based on birds, and some were even based on insects. However, according to the laws of physics, bumblebees should not be able to fly, and this is why it's left to pilots.
Models based on insect flight were abandoned because they usually just banged against the window. But the idea inspired several adult films.
The first successful demonstration of a hot air balloon was in 1709 by the Montgolfier brothers. The Montgolfier's antics later inspired Richard Branson.
Today I will attempt the world record for the world's most bored rich man with a beard.
Powered flight was only achieved in 1903 by the Wright brothers. Wilbur, a bicycle maker, and Orville, a fluffy green duck.
Full of excitement, they tossed to fly the plane, but soon found that an engine worked better.
The Wright brothers ushered in a golden age of aviation, celebrated in many a famous film.
Those magnificent men in their washing machines, they go...
By the outbreak of war, the military value of aircraft had been realized. First came the Lancaster bomber, but it fell into disuse after the problem of Lancaster had been dealt with.
Perhaps the most exciting war films ever made are those which deal with the derring do of British aviators, such as the Dam Busters.
I've hit the bridge thing.
Damn.
I thought you'd be pleased. Bogey at 9 o'clock.
Here, use my hanky.
Bandits at 10 o'clock.
We are going to kill.
Highway robbers at 2:30. And I can fit in some bushwhackers at midday.
I'm hit. Mayday, mayday.
Yes, they may.
Start banking.
Okay, I'd like to cash this check.
Check your parachute.
Canopy.
No time for party food. Bird strike.
How do you know?
No one's building nests anymore. Oh, emergency. We need somewhere to make an emergency landing.
Terminal one?
No, one you live through.
Civil Aviation Authority, permission to land.
This is the Uncivil Aviation Authority. Get stuffed.
The advent of passenger planes meant that everyone could fly. One of the most popular was the ACDC-10, the world's first biplane.
Then came a new breed of flying machine, the Rocket. The first liquid oxygen and gasoline rocket was constructed in 1926 by Robert Goddard, a brilliant inventor. By 1945, he had taken out over 200 patents, but none of them would sleep with him, and he took them back to the hospital. The first U.S. astronaut was Alan B. Shepard.
Come by, come by.
He circumnavigated the globe 6 times so that he was absolutely sure it was Jewish.
Things moved apace in Russia when the Soyuz 6 returned to Earth and were acquitted.
It was President Kennedy who first set the goal of putting a man on the moon. The moon missions were plagued with problems. We all remember those fateful words.
Houston, we have a problem. You're a London railway terminus.
Modern spaceflight is achieved by the space shuttle. In 1996, Columbia undertook the longest space mission of any South American country.
One day, we may be able to live in space. This dream is already close to reality with the introduction of the Mir space station.
Some cosmonauts have stayed there for 400 days straight. Others succumbed.
Of course, living in space means weightlessness, which explains the attraction for Americans.
The Earth dreams to populate Mars, reawakening the old colonial instincts. But who will be the first to the red planet? The Americans?
Or will the British get to Mars first?
Later tonight on TV in the Future, there's song and dance from the Green and White Minstrels. But first, it's fun for the platoon in It Ain't Half Thin Atmosphere, Mum.
Meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the Brits to colonize you. We'll do what we did in Delhi and Bombay. We'll ruin your country with a hey, hey, hey. So give up now, cause the Brits are here, the Brits to patronize you.
Jelly, jelly, croft is Akmilax, voila!
Yes, Sergeant Major, sir.
What does you call this? This croft is Akmilax is cold, you lazy good-for-nothing native.
Sorry, Sergeant Major. We don't have any rights, but at least we have a lovely railway network.
Well done, that Martian. I see you finally develop a stiff upper lip.
Not a lip.
Keep your place, you damn native. Remember, you is a Martian.
No, ma'am, sir. I am an earthling with green boot polish on my face.
Perhaps more importantly, how well will we deal with Martian visitors to Earth?
Hey, lads, come on, let's go in here for a Martian.
Here's the waiter. Whatever you do, don't mention the War of the Worlds.
Good evening, sir.
All right, mate. I'll have some of this. How'd you pronounce it? Blur, blur, blur.
Almost certainly good. It's rather hard on it.
Right, yeah, I'll have some of that and 10 pints of lager.
It's Martian Wild Fisher lager. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have chips.
Nowadays, space technology has advanced so far that John Glenn was able to go back into space at the age of 77, making him the world's oldest astronaut.
Ground control to Major Glenn.
Switch on your hearing aid and put your false teeth in. 5.
Whoa. 4. Oh, yeah.
3.
Three.
2.
Oh, yeah.
1.
Bingo!
This is ground control to Major Glenn. Does your joystick work?
No, it hasn't done since 1944. That's when I had it blown off during the war. Where am I? This isn't my house. I want my meals on wheels. Oh, I've got a nasty cough, and my trust has fallen off.
Ground control to Major Glenn, your battery's flat, your hearing's gone. Can you hear me, Major Glenn?
What?
Can you hear me, Major Glenn?
Say it again.
Can you hear me, Major Glenn?
About 4:30.
We have splashdown, Major Grant. Can you eject?
I told you, not since 44.
Major, you have clearance to pee in your spacesuit.
I'm way ahead of you, sonny.
And if you've enjoyed Big Fact Hunting with Dan and Nick, you can send off for a Big Fact Hunt fact sheet.
And now, in the words of Lady Guinevere to Sir Lancelot,
thank you for coming. Good night.
Dan and Nick, 40 Nights in the Wildebeest, is written and performed by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero, with musical accompaniment by The Gents. The producers were Julian Mayer and Jane Gibson. Okay, I'm going to find all of you. I'm here all by me.